Before, candidates had to give the best of themselves to be attractive for a company. And now I have to say that it's a bit the opposite. Companies have to be really attractive and propose a lot of advantages to candidates to be able to recruit them. What is really important is to be focused on the employee and to really do a strategy that is tailor-made for every candidate and every employee. If you focus too much on the CV and what is written on it, you might miss someone that would be a great fit for your team just because maybe it doesn't have the degree you're looking for. So I would say that it's really important to go over the CV and see maybe the potential that the person has for your team. If, as a company, you are transparent, then you're not taking too many risks when recruiting someone because you already told them everything about you. Now we have our own payroll application, so we don't go with external partner as well, like for recruitment. And everything is done in Odoom, so it's just a few clicks, but in a few clicks you can pay the salaries of all your employees, which is actually quite magic as well. If you want to get the job of your dream, I would say that taking risk is really worth it. If you never try, you will never know. So apply and take the risk and it might pay off. So yeah, get it.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Planet Odoo. I'm your host, Arthur Caria, and today's episode is titled From Application to Appraisal. We'll discuss about the new HR challenges companies are facing today, and how Odoo's suite of application, including payroll, referral, time off, and more, can transform your recruitment process. Join us as our recruitment expert, Mathilde Verlaine, shares invaluable tips for leveraging Odoo to optimize your recruitment efforts. Plus, we'll explore the crucial role of recruiters in this process. Let's get started. Hello, Mathilde.
Hello, Arthur.
How are you today?
I'm good, and you?
Really good. Could you please introduce yourself to the audience?
Yes, sure. So I'm Mathilde. I'm a recruiter at Odoo for 4 years now. Before that, I worked in a big recruitment agency as a recruiter as well. And if I can tell you a bit more about myself, I love trying new things and pushing my limits. And so that's why I'm here today.
Could you please tell me what are the common HR challenges companies are facing nowadays?
Yes, sure. So first of all, I would say that recruitment is a big challenge. Since I joined Odoo, we noticed a big switch on the job market. Before, candidates had to give the best of themselves to be attractive for a company. And now I have to say that it's a bit the opposite. Companies have to be really attractive and propose a lot of advantages to candidates to be able to recruit them. Now candidates really have the power, especially for developers. So they receive multiple offers, etc. And so it leads us to another topic, which is employer branding.
Yeah.
Marketing has always been a thing, you know, how to market a product, etc. But now, even as an employer, you have to be to have a good image and to be attractive for a candidate. When I arrived at Odoo, employer branding didn't really exist. We didn't have any strategy. And now we have two people in the team working on the employer branding and trying to promote our jobs to external people. So I have to say that it's quite a change in 4 years. It's a big challenge that we are facing today.
I've witnessed some actions you had in the real world. You sent some things to the developers. Could you maybe talk a bit about that as well?
Yeah, sure. So we already did a lot of actions with developers. A few years ago, we sent them brand teasers to attract them and to try to recruit them. It was a bit like we dared to do it, but it was a bit risky because a lot of employers didn't really like the action. So now we changed a bit the focus and we want to attract them, but with technical stuff. So we want them to join Odoo because we are technically interesting and we want to challenge them, but in a good way. We changed a bit the focus.
All right. And how do you do to retain all your talents? What's the trick?
I would say that it's a challenge of every day. We have to think about it every day and it's a nonstop process. We have to think about new ideas on a daily basis. What is really important is to be focused on the employee and to really do a strategy that is tailor-made for every candidate and every employee. For example, when we recruit someone, we have a follow-up with them every 3 months. So after 3 months, they already have a meeting with HR to see if they're feeling good at Odoo and if they feel like the job is made for them. Mm-hmm. Then after 6 months and then after 1 year. So we try to have regular meetings with them to see if everything is going well and if Odoo is a good fit for them.
Okay. And to jump back a bit about the process of HR, what is the usual process and also what are maybe the pitfalls?
Yeah, sure. So first, when a candidate applies to a job, we first review their CV and then if we review it positively, then we give them a call. And then there is one last step, which is a more practical interview with a manager or someone responsible for recruiting for the team. And I would say that maybe one trap that would be important to focus on is the reviewing of CV. If you focus too much on the CV and what is written on it, you might miss someone that would be a great fit for your team just because maybe it doesn't have the degree you're looking for. So I would say that it's really important to go over the CV and see maybe the potential that the person has for your team. We have a really good example here at Odoo. For example, we have someone, Morgan, she was a chocolate maker before joining Odoo, mm-hmm. and she's now a developer. So if I stopped at the review of her CV, I would say, okay, maybe she's not the best fit. She's a chocolate maker. Why is she applying to a developer job? And now she's really rocking it and she's killing everything. So we are super proud of her.
Yes, Morgan is really great. And we actually had her starring as a guest in our Twitch series called Odoo Unplugged. And the title is complicated, but I'm going to tell it. The role of women in a predominantly male developer world. That's it. Yeah.
Good job.
Yeah. So to jump back on our subject, any advice for maybe people applying?
Yeah. So I would say that you have to take some risk if you want to get the job of your dream. If you only do like a basic resume with everything you've done, it's okay. I mean, I know that it takes a while to apply to a lot of companies and to get a job, but sometimes it's worth risking and taking a bit of risk if you want to get the job of your dream, to try to get out of your comfort zone. And maybe you, Arthur, you are a good example of that. Can you maybe explain us a bit your story and how you get the job at Odoo?
I mean, yeah, you're right. I took a chance. My CV was pretty traditional, but actually my motivation letter was a little bit risky. So I just wrote 3 lines and just ended up the thing. I basically said on those lines, I smelled good and I loved T-Rex. And they had to basically scroll way down to see the real motivation letter. And I found funny enough to hide some keywords. That was the tweak. And so it was really subtle, unless I told you, actually. I hid some lyrics from The Tactique du Gendarme. It's a pretty well-known song in France and Belgium. And by hiding those keywords in my motivation letter, I showed that I was able to do SEO, basically. And for a marketing position, it's good, right?
Yeah, and actually, I remember that the team was really talking about it because we see a lot of CV every day, and yours was a bit different from what we see every day, and so we noticed it. So it was risky because maybe in some companies it wouldn't work, but at Odoo it worked, and so yeah, it was actually a good thing that you did.
So T-Rexes are great.
Yeah.
Also, I would like to tackle the fact of using or putting culture first while hiring. Is it a significant advantage?
So first, we want to focus on the skills of the people. Like, we won't focus on the degree you have, but more on the skills. And I think if you focus on the skills, soft and hard skills, automatically you will have also a culture that will be matching what you're looking for. Mm-hmm. So at Odoo, we want to focus on people who are really open-minded and able to learn quickly and to be able to change because the environment at Odoo is changing pretty quickly. And I think that if you match those criteria, then automatically you will be matching the culture at Odoo. So yeah, it's important to have a culture fit as well when you're looking for someone to join your team.
And also, why is transparency about the process important?
When you're looking for a job, you want to you want to join a company that you feel like it could be a great fit for you. And so if as a company you are transparent, then you're not taking too many risks when recruiting someone because you already told them everything about you. It's the same in a relationship, actually. Like, communication is great and it's the key. Mm-hmm. But for example, at Odoo, we have the salary configurator that is published online. So mm-hmm. if you want to join Odoo and you would like, for example, to get an idea of the salary you would get if you join, you can go on the website and there is the salary configurator online where you can see the salary and the advertising you would get if you join.
That's perfect. You talked about the salary configurator because my next question actually is why is it important to have the right tools for recruitment and for an enhanced HR process?
Yeah, so if you have the right tools to recruit, you can spend more time on things that have value, like reviewing CV, but in a good way and not using AI, for example. So at Odoo, we receive a lot of applications. And to be able to deal with that and to be able to focus on the things that matter, we have to use the right tools. And we use Odoo, of course, the recruitment mm-hmm. app. And I have to say that compared to my previous job, where I was losing so much time with admin stuff and so much time doing manual stuff in the software, at Odoo, it's pretty magic. When I joined, I was like, okay, I need to show this tool to my former colleagues because I think it will like revolutionize the way they work. And at Odoo, I have the feeling that I can really spend time with candidates, talking to people instead of doing admin stuff. And that's the part of my job that I really love.
And so that's why we are able to hire that many candidates. Yeah. How many candidates did we hire since you started?
When I started at Odoo, we were 350, and now we are more than 1,000. So I would say 1,300. So yeah, plus 1,000.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Could you please explain a little bit more about the recruitment app and maybe the app within Odoo so we can use it rightly?
Sure. So when we use the recruitment app, it allows us to publish the job on the website. So when we want to create a new job, we just like in one click create a job. We then write the content that we want to have on the website with the requirements, etc., the must have, nice to have. And then we can publish it on the website. And then as a candidate, when you go on the job page, you see a list of all the jobs. You can directly apply to the job through the website or through email alias that you can also create. And then as a recruiter, you will see all the applications coming into the recruitment app. And then you can manage all the steps into the recruitment app. So qualification, first interview, a second interview, and then you can also directly make an offer through the recruitment app. So the salary configurator that we talked about before is mm-hmm. available from the recruitment app, and you can directly make an offer, and then the candidate can sign the contract online, so he doesn't need to come to the office to sign a paper. Everything is done on your computer.
And just to make another jump, we're going to have soon an episode about fleet, mm-hmm. where we're going to speak a bit about the salary configurator and the cars you can get through Odoo, for example, but also how you can use it for your own company. So stay tuned for that information. Could you please tell me a bit more about your work process and also more deeply about what was the cost of hiring then? Because before we had the recruitment apps, kind of, we were sourcing externally those process. What were the costs then versus now?
Yeah, so as I told you before, I was working in a recruitment agency before, so I know what it costs to go with a recruitment agency. And for a developer profile, for example, it's approximately like 10K, so it's huge. And with Odoo, right now at Odoo in the recruitment team, we work only like with the recruiters we have internally. We do not work with external partners. We don't need. Mm-hmm. So I would say that like apart from our salaries and using the tool, etc., at Odoo, there is no cost of hiring. Like we don't go with external partners for recruiting.
But we still have the referral tool, right?
Indeed. So the referral program is something at Odoo that allows you to get a reward if you refer a friend. So for example, if you, Arthur, you know someone that would be interested to work at Odoo, you can send them your referral link. And mm-hmm. then if the person applies and gets hired, of course, you will get a reward, which is a voucher on a platform where you can buy a lot of stuff. When I started at Odoo, we didn't have the referral app yet. So we were manually encoding everything in the recruitment app. It mm-hmm. took us a lot of time because, of course, when you refer someone, you want to know in which step you they are from the recruitment process. So employees were coming to see us almost every day asking us, okay, is my friend hired or not? And I can totally understand, of course. But now everything is done on the referral app. Mm-hmm. So you can see if you refer someone, the different steps. If they're getting refused, you can also see the reason. And then if the person is hired, you will see directly in the app that you can claim your voucher and get it automatically.
Okay, and so for, let's say, a company that would like to adopt Odoo in their workflow, specifically, especially for the recruitment, how much time would they need to be ready?
I would say that it's quite fast. For example, I have a friend of mine who is working for a big factory and they are Odoo customers. They were using a lot of Odoo apps, but not recruitment yet. And when they started to use recruitment, it took them like 1 week to get everything ready in the app and on the website. The only thing you need to do first is to have your job description ready, but actually mm-hmm. it's something that you have to be like, it's not Odoo related. And then when everything is ready, you just publish the job. And then from this moment, people can already apply on your website. So it's pretty quick. And of course, if you want to have the salary configurator and payroll, it might take a bit long. Might take a bit longer. But if you just want to recruit and to publish the job, it like 1 week is the maximum, I would say. So it's quite quick.
Okay, and would it be relevant to any company size?
Yeah, sure. So for example, when I started at Odoo, we were 350 and Odoo was the perfect tool to recruit. And now we are more than 1,300 and it's still the perfect tool. And even my father, he has a small business. I'm pretty sure that if he needs to recruit someone right now, he would use Odoo and it would be the perfect tool for him as well.
Okay, then let's sign him up.
Yes, sure. If I can give I can give the data to some of our sales and the first one to get it.
Ask for your cut. Could you please remind to our listeners about the interconnectivity between all apps? That would be great.
Yeah. So to explain a bit the process from application to appraisal, for example, when someone applies through Odoo, you will get the application in the recruitment app. From there, you can create a contract and send them the salary configurator. When the person signs through the sign application, it will create a contract and so an employee profile, so into the employee app. From the employee app, you can request an appraisal, and so it's also linked to our appraisal application. And at the end of the month, of course, you need to pay your employees, and so you can use the payroll application to do so. Everything is integrated, which means that you don't have to go and create the PDF in the Sign app and then download it and put it in the employee profile. Everything is integrated, so you don't have to do everything manually. Odoo will take care of it for you.
And for the payroll application, you talked about paying salaries. Is it possible to just press a button and pay, or you still have to connect to your bank? How does it work?
So it's a bit more complicated than just clicking on one button. But before, like 2 years ago, we were working with a social secretary. It was a lot of processes because, you know, it's a lot of admin stuff to pay salaries and to have the time off, etc. Now we have our own payroll application, so we don't go with external partner as well, like for recruitment. And everything is done in Odoom, so it's just a few clicks, but in a few clicks you can pay the salaries of all your employees, which is actually quite magic as well.
So that means as well that you are able to generate some documents like when an employee leaves the company for another thing, you can generate everything?
Yeah, and you can have it directly into your sign application. So one more time, the person doesn't need to come to the office to sign the paper. You can do everything online.
And about the sign application, I heard that we are using some kind of AI and we can detect everything that's written on a page that we just scanned. How does it work?
Yeah, so for example, if you need to fill some field in your PDF, thanks to the AI, you will have matching files and you will be able to complete it through AI. So it's you gain a lot of time thanks to this feature.
Okay, would you have maybe an anecdote to share as well before the end of the podcast?
Yeah, so as you might know, we recruit a lot of people coming from abroad and not only Belgium.
Sure.
So I have one employee that started like 6 months ago. He's called Ali and he's a developer. And I remember that when I made him the offer, we were in a call and he was so happy about it because he lived in Egypt and he was relocating to Belgium and he was so happy about it. And when he came to Belgium, it was beginning of autumn, and so he saw the leaves changing colors and he was like, oh my God, this is so beautiful, I love Belgium. And then we had snow for the first time and he was so happy about it. And so when I realized that I changed people's life, I'm so happy about it. And I really love Ali, he's so nice, he's one of my friends now, so I'm happy about it.
What a nice anecdote.
Yeah.
I like that. And then to conclude, do you have maybe any last advice?
If you want to get the job of your dream, I would say that taking risk is really worth it. If you never try, you will never know. So apply and take the risk and it might pay off. So yeah, get it.
All right, then that's a wrap. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, Arthur.
Thank you, Mathilde.
Bye-bye.
Well, that's a wrap. I hope you had a great time with us. Don't hesitate to engage in the pad that we created so we can interact and answer your questions. Bisous!